You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A Glen Innes woman has been served an eviction notice from her home of 30 years by a housing development company. Known as Nikki, she's refusing to leave the premises and has been joined by hundreds of supporters. This morning, the Tāmaki Development Company sought a possession order which would allow them to forcibly evict her. But this decision was adjourned to a later date. We cross now to Amanda Robinson, a BFM News contributor and supporter of Nikki's cause, who was there today. Hi, Amanda.
Hiya, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. So it's all wrapped up, has it?
It has. So, well, not the protest as a whole, but today's kind of hearing has all wrapped up. So, yeah, there was a hearing this morning at 9 a.m. To kind of determine whether or not the Tāmaki Redevelopment Group would be granted the possession order for Nikki's house, which would mean that police and bailiff could forcibly evict her. At just after about 11:15, that came back with an adjournment. So she won't be getting evicted today, which is good news, but it's not all set in stone what is going to happen.
Yeah, I'm very good news, I imagine, for the people there. Yeah. What was the reaction when that news came through?
Yeah, it was great to hear. Everyone was cheering, and Nikki came out. She was quite emotional about it, as you'd expect, and she did a lovely speech. Just this is her community. This is her home that she's been in for the last 21 years. So she knows everyone around there. She doesn't want to move, and that means that today she doesn't have to, which is really nice.
Right. And with her reports and previous demonstrations that there have been hundreds of people, what was the turnout today like?
Yeah, it was pretty good. So I'm not sure exactly how many people were there. I mean, it did fluctuate, but there was a lot. Her front yard was full and everyone was there. There was a bit of media as well, which was really nice. So yeah.
Yeah. The mainstream media, it seems, has finally decided to pick up on this. That's a new development, isn't it?
She did talk about that a little bit. She said that she has been fighting this for 6 years. They've done marches up Queen Street that mainstream media hasn't necessarily covered, but today they all happened to turn up. So News Hub, One News, Three News, everyone was there. But yeah, I mean, it's good that they were there today. A pity that everyone wasn't there earlier, but I think if we can be there from now on, that'd be good.
Yeah. So people will be back when exactly? When this new court date is set, or?
So it's not set yet. Basically, the Tenancy Tribunal and the Tāmaki Redevelopment Group are figuring out a new date for that hearing that will be confirmed later to determine whether or not the Tāmaki Redevelopment Group is doing this in retaliation, wanting to evict Nikki in retaliation for being so outspoken about it. So, yeah, and then obviously people will talk with Nikki about what action she wants people to take, but today supporters were just saying to keep kind of spreading the word, keeping that movement up for Nikki and also other people that are fighting gentrification.
Yeah, I mean, regarding that gentrification, is there a sense that this is more about what the Tāmaki Development Company are doing? Is this more of a protest against, widespread development by these companies?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's all interconnected. So a lot of the houses around Nikki's have been redeveloped and people have moved on and taken new houses in new areas, so that not necessarily only Tāmaki Redevelopment Group, but certainly them as a part of it, can redevelop those. And as you're driving or busing to Nikki's, you can see a whole lot of the quite fancy looking houses that are in that area compared to some of the state houses.
Well, thank you so much for speaking to us today, Amanda. Really appreciate it.
All right, I'll see you later.
All right, bye.
Can anyone explain why the modern-day whales are so big?
The Wire.
That was Amanda Robinson, who's a BFM reporter, but she was there in her capacity as a supporter of Nikki's there today. If you want to check out more content from this, you can check out Lillian Hanley's report she filed for yesterday's Wire. That's on 95bfm.com under BCasts, and it includes a very long interview with Nikki on this matter.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/BCasts.